Hey everyone, my name is Sarah Backreen. Thanks for tuning into this week's podcast on Women Who Inspire. Today we're going to talk a little bit about what it means to work in corporate communications. We interviewed Leanne Khazenshi, an extremely well-seasoned communications professional. Currently, she's a corporate communications and employee engagement manager at TD Bank Financial Group, supporting the CFO and leadership team, as well as a part-time communications freelancer. Leanne's journey started during her undergraduate studies in communications at York University, during which she completed 3 internships and received an honors degree. Despite completing her undergrad in communications, Leanne still felt like she needed more hands-on experience and completed the CCPR postgraduate co-op program at Seneca afterwards. Leanne also has experience working in a variety of communication programs, from working for a startup from a business to interning at the Canadian Arab Institute as a parliamentary intern, even working way out of her comfort zone in gourmet. Now, you may be asking, what's there so much to love about communications? For Leanne, the fast-paced industry and everyday rush is what fuels her passion. No matter where she worked, she found that the global essence of communications, whether it's in an agency or corporate, is the same. You have to make what you're communicating interesting and appealing to a wide audience. Leanne distinguishes working at TD and freelancing as 2 very different environments. In a corporate setting, your own company is essentially the client. In other words, TD's internal communications encompasses its audience of 90,000 employees as its outlet. This can sometimes be a challenge given the massive and different demographics. The challenge lies in creating engaging content for specific departments, the finance department in Leanne's case, which will add value and create an interesting story while supporting the CFO. The goal of TD's communications team is to protect and enhance the company's brand and reputation. Leanne manages various communication programs for TD, both internal and external. Leanne's department is responsible for driving awareness and a positive image among media, customers, and other key influencers through strategic media relations programs and tactics supporting corporate finance. From speech writing and producing compelling communication materials to data-based insights, Leanne coordinates and manages various projects for management teams, specifically finance. They anticipate issues, develop strategic messaging, and provide communication advice to meet TD's financial goals while internally supporting employees to serve the brand's mission. A specific communications program that Leanne has successfully managed at TD is the Educational Initiative podcast, where Leanne interviews seasoned bank employees to help new employees transition into their roles and feel comfortable in the company. It's a Knowing Me, Knowing You educational plan that aligns very well with TD's mission to be the best-run, customer-focused, integrated financial institution with a unique and inclusive employee culture which is committed to diversity, accessible leadership, and community involvement. Working at TD means having the resources to reach your full potential. In fact, Leanne's favorite aspect about working at TD is the culture, which allows her to freelance as a personal creative outlet. According to Leanne, TD truly cares for its employees and goes above and beyond by constantly checking in with their employees to discuss how they can be of any support. A large competency of the future of corporate communications that Leanne is seeing is artificial intelligence. In fact, Leanne is currently completing her MBA in order to further develop her financial literacy skills to add value to other fields of communications. Artificial intelligence is weaved into everything, including the finance innovation team, she said. TD recently acquired a Toronto-based AI startup called Layer 6. The platform is used to analyze various forms of data to learn and anticipate an individual customer's needs and to try to mitigate risk for security. You may be asking yourself, how relevant is communications given the global takeover of AI? According to Leanne, even though you can deter specific tasks such as data entry to an AI system, communication still isn't going anywhere because you can't tell a robot to speak for a CFO. Corporate communications involves a lot of ghostwriting, and the very goal of that is to try to catch a person's tone, style of writing, and so on. Can a robot really create a script that sounds like the person? You have to establish that type of trust and build a relationship before being able to capture the essence of somebody's voice. In other words, we can trust data to make the right predictions by understanding how it works, but to build trust with an audience, there needs to be some sort of authenticity behind the voice of a message. With that being said, Leanne believes that financial literacy is a competency for the future of communications. Ironically enough, a communications challenge that Leanne wrestles with is people's general view of communications, of it strictly being administrative work like writing emails and event planning. This could also be associated with why the industry is so woman-saturated. In the words of Leanne, communication seems like a lot of fluff. It's often associated with the stigma that it's not important because it doesn't directly bring in money, so it's usually the first to go during layoffs.
But at the same time, you know, looking at it from a positive landscape, this is an opportunity to tell your story in a better way. So usually when someone asks, hey, like, can you send this email out for me? Rather than saying, yeah, sure, or no, I can't, I say, you know, what's the message that you're trying to say? What's the story? What's the narrative that you're trying to portray? And then if it's, you know, if it works with our mandate and it's something that we can do, I can work with them. And then really, rather than talking, I obviously prefer action. So rather than me telling them, no, this is what we do and this is how we do it, I show them the difference between how your communication looked like before a comms expert looked at it and after. And then they get to see themselves, like the value of having a comms person.
Leanne's words of advice for anyone trying to break into PR is to perfect your elevator pitch. Don't tell people why they should hire you. Make them believe they need you. Leverage your strengths to build your brand and get involved through informational interviews in organizations like CPRS. We want to thank Leanne for sharing her story and words of advice for our weekly podcast on Women Who Inspire.